Today is December 30th. It's Wednesday, 2020. We are at Six Mile Camp on the Colorado River in Grand Canyon National Park, sitting on a historic dory named the Gem. Peter Brown is sitting here, normal spelling, B-R-O-W-N. My name is Tom Martin, and it's just sunset. The sun is going up the cliff sides there. Good evening, Peter. How are you?
Pretty good, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Good evening.
Pete, today you had a chance to paddle a Thule Reed boat from the Lee's Ferry Beach to here at 6 Mile. It took you through a riffle called the Paria Riffle, P-A-R-I-A, and it took you through Cathedral Wash Rapid, not a big rapid. Can you tell me what it was like to paddle that boat?
Well, first of all, Tom, I have to say that it was all your idea to try this thing out. That you had this idea that because of the fact that there were Thule Reed kayaks historically on the river, paddled by indigenous folks at various and sundry times, but there's lots of records of them. So the idea was to see if this would be possible here on the Grand Canyon on a rafting trip. So you and Hazel put it together, your wife Hazel Clark, built it all. We did a little bit of modification at the ramp.
Pete, can you describe for me what the boat looks like?
It's three bundles of Thule reeds. So Thules are native. They're about 6 to 8 inches, 8 to 9 inches in diameter.
The bundles.
The bundles. There's three of them. They've been wrapped together. So Thule's native reed that has a pretty good properties in terms of being buoyant. So that's why it got used historically. Bundled together in this case, not with native string, but with a nylon string that we had. Then the bundles are bundled to each other. And then to give it a little bit of extra rigidity, the other thing that we did was pound some dowels through it. 3/4 inch wooden hardwood dowels.
And historically, the First Nations peoples would use willow trunks and pound those horizontally through the bundles from the right side to the left side of the bundle pile.
And that gives a lot of rigidity to the boat. I was really quite impressed with how it tracked well. It was easy to row. I mean, it was quick. It was very responsive, and it was fairly stable. Now, I do have to admit, I did, going through the Paria Riffle, there was a lateral that came at me. I hit one good lateral, took it on straight, and got there. But then that one kind of knocked me over a little bit, and before I could correct, there was another lateral that came along and whacked me. And another modification that we've done is actually put a couple of knee braces, like on a kayak, in it. I slipped out of those, unfortunately, and before I could catch myself, probably somebody with more kayak experience could actually have caught that roll. But over I went. So I went into the water. The boat flipped over. I spent probably, 30 seconds, a minute in the water. Not that much, 30 seconds or so. And then I flipped it back over and was able to climb back on top and self-rescue, get back on going down the river. So no problems at all. Cathedral Wash then, it was the second set of rapids that we hit. And that one actually was, there's some fairly big waves in that one. What I learned on that, and I think that was just a pure accident, is I just went ahead and got my legs out of the knee straps and put my feet down in the water, and I was able to balance a lot better that way.
What can you tell me about the strength of the boat? Do you think it's going to survive another 3 days or 5 days or 7 days of this?
I think it's actually very strong. One problem I did have is with my weight is kind of making a little indentation in the middle bundle when I'm sitting. So I'm not sure if that's going to be a problem or not. It didn't seem to lose any buoyancy today. We pulled it out of the water. One thing I would worry about is it's going to get waterlogged. So whether that's going to happen 3 days or 30 days, no idea. We'll find out.
What modifications would you make to avoid that middle dimple, that's where you're sitting there? How much do you weigh?
About 170.
Okay, 170 pounds. And so that's the weight of your trunk, your butt, your chest, and your arms, and your head. And your legs are, of course, sitting
off,
in front of
off
you.
Off in front. Maybe we could try a piece of board that would even out the weight both horizontally and a little bit more laterally on the bundle, because it just seems to be just the indentation right where my butt is.
Okay. So what's it like to paddle? Like you mentioned, you figured out a cathedral wash to wrap your legs around it, and that gives you the lateral stability from being hit right and left.
No, it went through cathedral wash just fine. And then the other thing about it is I was actually more worried, knowing Grand Canyon, there's a lot of flat water, and I was kind of worried that it was going to be a slug to handle. However, it did really well on the flat water. It moves fast. It tracks really well.
Wow.
It's buoyant. So it's doing well.
Great. Well, thank you very much for this brief oral history, and we'll do this again tomorrow.
I was going to say, let's try maybe 2 or 3 days from now. Well, I don't know, after Badger tomorrow. Let's see how it does in Badger.
Badger and soap.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
House
Rock tomorrow.
I'm not sure I'm going to go down the tongue in Badger anymore. I might try more of a left-hand sneak or however.
Conservative lines are good.
Yeah.
No problem with that. I think conservatively, and let's see where you end up tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Cool. Thanks, Peter.
Sure thing, Tom. Thank you again.
This will conclude part one of a Grand Canyon Thule boat oral history here. Today is, again, December 30th, 2020. We are at Six Mile Camp. And Peter Brown, thank you very much.
You're welcome.